Well, Russia has urged the U.S. and North Korea to show restraint amid continued tensions between Washington and Pyongyang. Russian Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Maria Zakharova said it's vital for all sides to avoid reaching, quote, the point of no return. She noted that any radical solution to the Korean Peninsula crisis would lead to a massive tragedy and enormous loss of lives. North Korea had earlier said it was considering firing missiles toward the U.S. Pacific territory of Guam, but on Tuesday it announced having put off the plans, waiting for Washington's next moves. I'll turn to Leesburg, joined by Mike Billington from the Asia Desk Executive Intelligence Review. Thanks so much for being with us. Well, I guess it seems like it's great to have the Russians in the room. At least there is an adult in the room. Tell me what has to happen in order for this not to exacerbate again.
Well, Ms. Zakharova is right, obviously, but Russians and the Chinese have been very clear that that a war would be catastrophic, and no military operation is feasible. It would be a disaster. But that's also coming from the Trump administration. Trump takes a hard bargaining position, but Trump has made very clear, as has General Mattis, and just today his advisor Bannon also said there is no military solution. They know that. Mattis knows it would be catastrophic. The fact is, things have moved in a very positive direction in the past days. Moon Jae-in, the president of South Korea, just today held a press conference, very open press conference, in which he said he had an absolute commitment from President Trump that he would not launch any kind of military operation without South Korean consent. And in fact, President Moon went on to say that, "I can assure you, I can guarantee you, there will be no war here again." Now, those are very, very strong words, and they're based upon a number of very significant diplomatic moves in the last couple of weeks. The back channel connection between the Trump administration and North Korea was acknowledged. The special envoy, Joseph Yun, has been meeting with the North Korean representative at the UN. And of course, at the ASEAN meeting, the North Korean foreign minister, Lee Yong-ho, met with the foreign minister of Russia, Mr. Lavrov, with Wang Yi of China, and with the foreign minister of Japan, and a brief meeting with the South Korean foreign minister.
So why the rhetoric? Why the rhetoric that has come out of the White House, that actually many people have said that it has actually had caused the situation to almost be on the brink?
Well, I don't think it's caused anything to go beyond the brink. You know how Trump speaks. He uses very strong bargaining positions. But I'm sure you also saw that on the day that Kim Jong-un announced he was not going to proceed with any test of sending missiles near Guam as a demonstration, which is all he was going to do. He was never threatening to attack Guam, but to do a demonstration. But he announced he's not going to do that, at least not now. Mm-hmm. And Trump immediately put out a tweet saying that Kim Jong-un made a very, very wise decision. So things are going. There are very serious operations being done behind the scenes, and I think we should focus on the urgency that take place. The people who want a war between the United States and China and the United States and Russia. That's the danger. The attempt to Watergate or to impeach or to even assassinate President Trump is being done by those who want a war with Russia and China. And the Trump administration is absolutely committed to reestablishing relations between the United States and Russia and the United States and China.
All right, Mike,
British
I would love to
spoil that.
Well, we need to talk about this a little bit more outside of the top five. Appreciate you being with us, because we're out of time right now, out of Leesburg. And Mike Billington, an Asia Desk Executive Intelligence Review.